The bonds of Buddha means that enlightenment is understood as enlightenment and hence to be bound immediately by intellectual views and immediately by theoretical understanding. If even a single thought moves you or admits a chance of liberation, this taking understanding is made haphazardly, saying enlightenment is understood as enlightenment. The intellectual view are matched to enlightenment. Who says that it is wrong? The bonds of Buddha means that enlightenment is understood as enlightenment and hence to be bound immediately by intellectual views and immediately by theoretical understanding. If even a single thought moves you or miss a chance of liberation, mistaken understanding is made haphazardly, enlightenment is understood as enlightenment. The intellectual view matched to enlightenment. Who says that it is wrong? Well, in this paragraph, Dogen Zenji explains the bonds of Buddha. Well, yesterday, anyway, Buddha is not always Buddha. We can create demon of Buddhas and demon of Dharma. So, that's why Dogen explained the meaning of the bonds of Buddha. It means that enlightenment is understood as enlightenment. This English is a little bit awkward, but originally it says like this. This statement, if you translate it into English, English is very awkward, but its connotation is logical, intellectual. For instance, A is A. A never be B. Therefore, A is A. Do you understand? So that's why I translate like this. Enlightenment is understood as enlightenment. It's not not English, but we should understand this. In the context, a logical sense can be found. Well, the logical, the way of understanding seems to be pretty good, and also it's necessary for us. But it's not all which we have to completely depend on. Well, logical way of thinking is really scientific way of thinking. I told you anyway, according to scientific understanding, everything becomes very clear. 1 + 1 = 2. Never be 3. Never be 4. A is anyway A. A never be A, never be B. That's why it is A. It is A. It's very clear. According to causations, according to the law of causation, it's very clear, it's very understandable, it's very reasonable. Then finally you can have definitely the discipline of determinism. Do you understand determinism? A is A. Exactly A is A. No excuse, A is A. But this sense, gassho, when you do gassho, I always say do gassho. Okay, gassho is gassho. Gassho is not you, that gassho is Buddha, so gassho is gassho. But this determinism is a little bit different from that in a scientific understanding, okay? Don't mess up. Anyway, I am talking about now the scientific understanding of human life. It is important, but it is not completely all which we have to depend on, because we fall into a very naturally discipline of a doctrine of determinism. So at that time, just like a teaching of a karma, according to scientific understanding, if you accept the karma, teaching of karma, you fall into the pessimism, you fall into a fatalism. So no way to escape. If your life is going down to the hell, well, people say that's karma, your karma. You know Shogun? Did you see the Shogun? In the book Shogun, they use the karma pretty often, you know. Japanese women in Japan, Japanese women, they lived their lives in a little bit sad way. Pessimistic, very pessimistic. And then the people say, that's your karma, that's your karma. Therefore, they say, that's your karma. How can you accept this? No hope. No hope. So very clear, you did something wrong in the past. That's why your prison life is result from that karma. You did. It's very clear, you know. No way to escape. If so, from now, what shall I do? Well, why don't you accept karmic life? So no hope. It's terrible. It's very terrible. Well, even now, Japan, that independent people understand meaning of the karma like this. Very often. This is very common sense in Japan. Even America, people understand that the karma, just like this, they think so. It's wrong. It's misunderstanding. Okay? Be careful. Don't use a karma like this. Karma is really bad, you know. You cannot put a certain label on it. So, if you understand the karma intellectually or scientific way, of course you can have you come to conclusions called determinism. But it's not all you have to depend on. It's a part of human life. So you have to think, but you have to understand more deeply about human life. According to scientific way, according to moral sense, according to religious way, according to spiritual way, according to something more than, anyway, science and moral and physics and religion, anyway, more than. And that time, this is real life, okay? But usually, we are always stuck in a certain category, science, morality, religion, fine. But if you are stuck in a certain category, you cannot move an inch, finally. That is miserable. Okay? It is not real understanding of the problem of life and death. Anyway, you should understand science, morality, religion, but it's not all. It's not a goal. You have to be free from this, those stuff. And then you can really see the real human life. So, according to science, anyway, it's everything becomes very clear. So, even the Buddha's teaching, the Buddha says, all are Buddha. Okay? All are Buddha. So you say, oh yes, all are Buddha. I am Buddha. So finally you have a question. Why is it that we have to practice hard? Because we are Buddha. Why? And this question is already narrow understanding of the Buddha, okay? Because you understand the Buddha, Buddha is understood as a Buddha. Anyway, Buddha is Buddha. Buddha never be, anyway, something else. Therefore, Buddha is Buddha. So that is very technically or scientifically, it's very clear. So that is your understanding. And then, if you understand this, and then scientifically, very naturally, that is a cause, and you create result. So finally, you create a particular world, by this cause. I understand Buddha, okay? I am Buddha. And then, I create, but you don't realize, but intellect, consciously or unconsciously, you create your own world. Okay? That I am Buddha. Why? And then you see that the world, so-called Buddha, anyway. But this world, which is Buddha, is your world. Not real big Buddha's world. Do you understand? So that's why you say, why is it? Why is it? We have to practice. Because you see your world, which is called Buddha. But it's not real Buddha, it's your world. And then, but you don't realize it. Then finally, you make a question, why is it? We have to practice means you try to, unconsciously, you try to squeeze, okay? Squeeze real huge Buddha, Buddha's world, into your small Buddha's world. Understand? This is very kind. This is very common. So you say, I am Buddha. And then you say, everything Buddha. But Buddha's world is huge, you know. And then you say, I understand the human world. How much? It's not yet. It's not mature. So you say, I understand. After practicing 5 years, 10 years, and then you say, I understand Buddhism. But that Buddhism is really crooked. That's your Buddhism. But if you believe like this, exactly you squeeze unconsciously huge Buddha's teaching into your small, crooked Buddhism. That's why you become crooked. So no one trusts you. No one trusts you, even though you say so. No one trusts. This is intellectual understanding, okay? Intellectual understanding or, what would you say, scientific understanding. Yesterday we argued about technique. Same approach to technique. Okay? Technique. Technique is a very interesting term. Technique is a sort of a scientific way of understanding. Okay? Don't you think so? Technique. Wonderful. Then you have a technique and then you can create something else. But by technique you can create a world. By technique, you can create an enlightened world, okay? Well, what is the technique? Zazen, okay? Zazen is used as a technique, as a means. And then by Zazen, you can create enlightenment. This is a very intellectual or scientific system of understanding, very clear, okay? You have to just follow Zazen, yes sir, Zazen, and next, enlightenment. But the world is not, life is not like that, don't you think so? Yes, sir, Zazen.
But you cannot go the enlightenment way.
Think so?
Immediately you go this way. But scientifically, very clear. If you use zazen as a means, well, zazen, yes, sir. Next, what? Enlightenment. And then next, what? Well, nirvana. And then next, what? Well, death. And next, what? Well, the reincarnation. Oh, next, what? And then, little boy, you know? Little funny Karagiri boys. In the next life. And then what? This little next to funny Karagiri boy will be maybe a priest again. And then what? Next. Very systematically. We can set up. That is called Buddhology theology. Very clear. But world is not like that. You think so? So, technique is very nice, but the technique is a very scientific way of understanding. So, very naturally, you already, the huge world, you squeeze the huge world into your small world by, through technique. Do you think so? Which we do always. I don't mean that you should ignore technique, but technique, if you use a technique always, and depends on the technique, well, you can't see the real world anyway, because by technique, you squeeze anyway, you squeeze, the huge world is completely standardized. It's not a real world. The world is huge. Okay? So that's funny. It's really completely a misunderstanding, but we don't realize this. In Buddhism, the technique is represented as not technique. We use a Dharma. That's an interesting point. I will tell you anyway. I didn't understand when I was became a monk. My teacher always says, Benny, you should take best care of the Dharma. Dharma to perform funeral service, Dharma to perform any kind of religious ceremony and Dharma to make a breakfast, Dharma to wash the face, and wash the clothes, whatever it is, there is a Dharma. You should take best care of it. But I didn't understand, because I understand the innocent from his talking. Aha, Dharma may be meaning of a way, a method. Technique. But according to his spirit, I realized it's not merely a method or way. There's something else. In the connotation of his mentions. So what is this? What is that? I didn't understand this. So that is a sort of a spiritual meaning. In the connotation of Dharma. So Dharma is, at that time, understood maybe as a method, a way. But a way and a method is, well, represented as Dharma. Dharma is very huge term. Do you understand? Dharma is phenomenal world, all beings in which exist in the phenomenal world, okay? So everything. And also, Dharma is a truth. Dharma is a truth. Dharma is a truth, and also phenomenal world, and also teaching. Coming from the phenomenal world and teaching, a truth. And then method, a way, is what? So called Dharma. Dharma is not a technique, separate from the world. It's exactly the same as the world, phenomenal world, and the truth. And also teaching. That's interesting. Don't you think so? But it's vague. If you use a Dharma always, it's really vague. So if you try to translate it into English, we say a way, method. But if you say way, a method, the meaning of the Dharma dies. You don't understand. So Dharma is very important, okay? So I will tell you anyway. That is very interesting. Dharma means, I told you, it's already huge word. Presents Dharma, connotation of the Dharma presents huge world, regardless of whether you understand or not, it's already Dharma, huge world. That Dharma is complete beyond the purity or impurity. It's already huge Dharma is represented. Okay? And also in this Dharma, Dharma's world, anywhere all sentient beings exist. The human being and cows, horses and mosquitoes, all sentient beings exactly exist in peace and harmony anyway. And also human behaviors, cleaning and washing your face, of human behaviors, anyway. Eating a meal, everything exists there. If so, what to clean the tatami is not to clean the tatami by the technique. Clean the tatami, I told you before, my teacher always tell me how to clean the tatami using a broom, okay? You know, the tatami is like this. Always straws goes like this, okay? So if you always clean, use the tatami, the broom like this, you know, dust in it, dust remains in the between the straws. So he said, you should clean this way, and finally you should clean that way too. Okay? And then you can take dust from between a straw, each straw anyway. But this kind of things is a kind of a way, a method, a technique. To clean the tatami, but it's not the method. If you understand that is a method or technique, by the technique, you create the tatami. But this tatami is already your tatami. So tatami is very cold. So tatami is very, you know, it is completely separate from you. So that is a tatami. So I clean the by technique method. The teacher says, like this, okay, yes sir, clean, that's all. Now, at that time, there is no human warmth, Buddha's compassion between the tatami and I, and between a broom and I, broom and tatami, okay? And then, important point is, tatami is already a being which exists in the Buddha's world, huge world. So, I don't think we should squeeze huge a being, so-called tatami, into my small tatami. Tatami's world, do you understand? At that time, tatami becomes tatami. I don't care, just clean. Because, why do you clean? Because it's dirty. Why do you want to clean the dirty tatami? Because I don't like it. So very clean, very clear, you can see that. But I don't think it's not the real tatami. What exists in the Buddha's world? Anyway, this is Buddha's being. Buddha's being is exactly you. You and I and tatamis and microphones are all the same anyway. If so, to clean is not metta. To clean is a kind of dharma. Okay? It's okay to understand a way, okay? To clean is a way not to create your own tatami by clean, okay? But to manifest tatami as it is. By clean, okay? Just the clean is, that's why clean is to clean, a way to clean really a human behavior, to let the tatami, return the tatami into Buddha's world anyway. Buddha's world. Anyway, take care of this tatami like this. Dogen then says here like this. It's very interesting. Senjo.
Shobo Genzo is of a Senjo. Senjo means, Sen means wash. Jo means purity or cleansing. This translation is not good, but I tried to, I a little bit changed. Okay, but this English is also not good. But anyway, let me say, there is a method. This method is a Dharma. Okay? There is a method to cleanse one's body, to cleanse one's mind, although body and mind are undefiled. Not only cleansing the body and mind, but also cleaning the land and under the tree. Anyway, the land has never been defiled, but to clean is the method Dharma, which has been obeyed or preserved by Buddha. So, and also another point, another thing is, you do not cleanse your body with water, but there is a method to do so in order to preserve Buddha Dharma by Buddha Dharma. To cleanse your body, to clean your body and mind with water, that is very common. At that time, water is used by the as a means. But to clean the body is not something like this. Okay? Because the by water, you clean your body, and then you can get the clean body. But that clean body is already you create the ideal image of your clean body and mind. You have washed with water as a means. Do you understand? According to law of causation, cause and effect. What is the cause? Cause is water. By cause, you can create the result. Anyway, and then what result? That is clean body. But that clean body is already you think, you create. But real body is before you. Real body is that which anyway exists before you understand clean or dirty. Anyway, your body is there. Okay? Do you understand? This is called Buddha's body and mind anyway. So, how can we say? How can we call this body and mind? We say Buddha's body and mind. But Buddha's body and mind is no label on it. Okay? So that means clean beyond clean and not clean. Anyway, that is your body and mind. That is called Buddha's world, Buddha's body. Within in the realm of Buddha's body and mind, still there is a method. What is that? That is a Dharma. There is a Dharma to clean the body and mind means let's manifest that body and mind which before you understand the body and mind, clean or dirty. Let's reveal it. Let's show it. Do you understand? For instance, if you come in this room, okay? If you come in this room, which is called Zendo, okay? How can you get in? Well, how can you get in? You clear very nothing. According to scientific way, you have to use a technique anyway. Method, how? Well, use your feet. And how can you get into this Zendo, okay, in the age monastery, traditionally, You have to get into the dendo on the left side. Your left foot comes in first. When you go out, well, you have to use your left right foot comes up first. Okay? Because, excuse me, left side. Always you have to come in the same way. Okay, same way. So when you come in, left foot comes first. Okay? When you go out, right foot comes out first. Do you understand? Anyway, it's my... That is... well, that is the technique. How can you get into the dendo? So, a scientific way, you really try to understand how. So, let's use the technique. But, point is, and then you really pay attention to the technique using the foot. And then at that time, you forget the dendo anyway. You forget the dendo, and you create the dendo by technique. So called foot, right foot dendo. Because you don't pay attention to anything else. Because consciousness is very narrow. Intuition is very broad. Immediately catches everything, but consciousness is really, pay attention to the technique. Your right foot, yes sir, and then right foot. You forget everything. So you're always paying attention to the, yes, yes, this is right foot, right foot. So you create the right foot world. So you say this is a zendo, but I don't think so. That is a right foot zendo. So, technically it's wonderful because actually you can get in, but spiritually you miss a lot. Spiritually you miss a lot because you don't know. You don't know the whole mood of this zendo. If you believe human behavior like this, just by technique you can do everything. That is big mistake, misunderstanding. Because everything becomes cold. You have to understand that anyway, all you have to do is anyway, get into zendo means, can't you get in loudly or at random? Just using a technique. Just get in. But I don't think so. Okay. Well, still you can make lots of technique. Okay, I can use the right foot, but how? How can I use the right foot? Okay, you have to analyze, you know, your movement of your right foot. Because your mind doesn't pay attention to it. It's pretty easy. You can see the absence of the mind. When the mind is absent, your right foot goes jiggles out. So you have to have a technique how to take care of mind, how to take care of absence of mind, how to take care of neutral mind between absence or not absence. So, consciously you have to make a technique. So finally you cannot get into dendo. Do you understand? Because human world is, human beings is very complicated. So important part is technique, but important in the according to reality, you have to anyway get into the zendo, accepting the people's feelings and the mood of this zendo, which is called silence, peace. Exactly. So all you have to do is practically your whole body and mind just tune in to this whole mood of the zendo. How to use the legs? Well, why don't you use the legs in order to manifest this peaceful mood of the zendo, dātsina? That means, let's return your right foot into peaceful zendo. For this, anyway, let's use your right foot. Do you understand? This is very important. Attitude is different, okay? It causes already huge world. What's called Buddhist world is there. Okay?
And then we are world, looking at the world objectively, that's fine. But already this is a Buddhist world is already definite cause. If so, why don't you return to this clear Buddhist world? Or return to the Buddhist world means why don't you show, manifest original nature of your life? Well, so-called Buddhist body and mind, Buddhist land, which is called Zendo. Okay. For this, why don't you use the leg? Use the leg means, not means. It is not means. It is exactly manifestation of the Buddha land. Zendo, peaceful Zendo. So your life legs, already peaceful Zendo. So that's why Dogen Zenji emphasize constantly this point. Practice is not means to attain enlightenment. Practice is already. Practice is constantly Buddha's word itself. So practice is, in other words, practice is, let's return to, by the practice, let's return to Buddha's word. One more another words, anyway, let's manifest Buddha's word, enlightenment, through, by, anyway, practice, using your legs. But by means not means. Okay. By means, let's use your right legs and hands and your bodies. But your body and your legs, your heart, are not something different from enlightenment or nirvana or Buddhist world. It's already beings. Why don't you just use this body and mind to show real Buddhist world, peaceful Zendo. Okay, peaceful Zendo. So get in, please, get in Zendo. So very different attitude. Do you understand a little bit? Well, according to common sense, you using the light legs is a technique. Okay, at that time, using the technique and then getting into the Zendo means you can, by the technique, you immediately create something else. So very naturally, if you use the technique, it should be there in next moment. Do you understand? It's very clear. That is what is called get into Zendo. But that Zendo is already coming from where? Technique. Cause and effect. So very clear. But that is fine. That is fine. But still you miss something. Because peaceful mood of Zendo. And also you miss the nose. You miss the eyes. You miss the ear. Ear, your eyes, your nose, your heart, and also any other people's. And then peace is something created by all sentient beings anyway. And they including your body and legs too. So, it's already peaceful Zendo is already there. It's not necessary to create new Zendo.